This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Memphis football.
You just made the list.
All right, Jeffrey. The program today announced kickoff times and television networks for 6 games for next season. Want to hear them?
Let's do.
Okay. Most notably, well, so the season opener on August 31st against North Alabama will be a 6 p.m. kickoff on Plus. I expect
yeah,
it, right?
I mean, that's
Plus. That's the typical season opener, FCS opener. You get in, you know, it's going to be hot, but at least, you know, it'll be a night game.
Yep.
And you get a full day of tailgating. And, like, other than the big game, right, the best tailgate of the year is always the first one.
Yeah.
If there's a big game at the end of the year, there's a good one.
You've seen you're back with your people. Like, yeah, no.
Sometimes if you get the right ranked versus ranked matchup and it's a night game, that obviously is
to outdo
it.
That's game. That's
more football dependent.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we're just talking about.
What's the best party of the year?
Week one.
Week one usually is.
Long weekend usually.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about maybe if you add an extra sauce. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
All right, week two, when Memphis hosts Troy, which is not going to be a run, you know, not sounds like it's going to be a difficult non-conference game. Not as difficult as Florida State. It's at home, but Troy is a team you could potentially be competing with for the Group of Five spot, it sounds like. They are one of the better teams in the Sun Belt this year. That game on September 7th, 11 a.m. kick on ESPNU. The fact that you're getting not Plus for a year ago, that game's on Plus. Don't you agree?
You could talk me into the because isn't I think you might be part of the TV deal.
Okay, all right. Then
I think they have like a ESPNU game, like that's part of their slot.
September 14th, the big game in Tallahassee at Florida State. Mike Norvell was on with Gabe Kuhn yesterday talking about it. That's going to be an 11 a.m. ESPN kick. So you're getting the 11 a.m. ESPN window. That's a pretty good slot.
And also, if you get run out of the building, it's always good to have that at 11 a.m. People, you know, moving on to next games.
Move on to the next game. Yeah, okay. It doesn't stick in their stick in their memory. So that's 11 a.m. All right, then September 21st at Navy. Only, I believe it'll probably be the only one of the year. It's a CBS Sports Network game because of Navy's contract.
Yeah, Navy's home games.
Navy's home games. 2:30 kick on CBS Sports Network.
Do they play... Memphis doesn't play Army, correct?
Not this year, no.
Yeah,
I think is Army's first year in the AAC.
Yeah, but I think Army might have a deal as well.
Okay, but yeah, so September 21st, 2:30 at Navy on CBS Sports Network. Then you also have, I mean, this was expected, but the South Florida game in Tampa at South Florida on October 11th. That's a Thursday night game, so 6 p.m. kick on ESPN. And then November 8th.
I believe, though, doesn't Memphis have a bye before that?
Might be right.
I don't think it's a true short week.
No, I don't think it is either. I think you're right, the way they set it up. Because it potentially could be a big game. big table setter.
Oh, for sure. Well, we'll get into it in just a moment.
Then
they have an off week before the USF game. So that's been moved from Friday to Thursday, correct?
It's October 11th.
So that's a Friday.
Oh, it's a it's a Friday night game, excuse me. And then November 8th, which I believe...
That is also Friday.
That game against Rice, home game, a late start. I can't remember a Memphis football game since I've been here that started at 8 p.m., but that's when it's starting on November 8th. 8 p.m. on ESPN2, home game against Rice.
Yeah.
And then... As expected, they had already announced the date of this, obviously, but the Tulane season finale on the road, regular season finale on the road on Thanksgiving Day, is getting that old Egg Bowl spot, 6:30 p.m. on ESPN on Thanksgiving night. The Egg Bowl is moving to Friday.
Correct. They're moving that to Black Friday, I think, 2:30.
They flopped the AAC and Egg Bowl spots. Remember, Memphis used to play its season Friday finale, or whoever. The AAC would schedule a regular season finale at 2:30 on Black Friday, and instead now the Egg Bowl's getting that spot, and the AAC is going to have the Egg Bowl spot. As a fan of Memphis, I would much rather have Black Friday than Thanksgiving. For the conference's sake, it actually probably makes sense. You get more eyeballs. Don't you think you get more eyeballs as the primetime ESPN game Thanksgiving night,
the Friday,
as opposed to Black Friday afternoon?
Both you're going to be going up against the NFL no matter what.
Yeah.
The NFL game's at 2.
So that would coincide with...
And it's Vegas, Kansas City, so...
That coincides with the 2:30. I mean, that's going to coincide with the Egg Bowl. The Egg Bowl is going to be going up against that NFL game.
Yeah, I don't know, man. When you have that game just gets swallowed up in general.
But by and large, I mean, ultimately, this is what I would say, just judging from these first six, and I don't know what the other six are going to say. Like, there is going to be a lot of ways. Like, this Memphis football team is going to have quite a few... Or I should say this, more linear television games than it has had in recent years. There's not going to be, I'm sure there'll be another two or three, like maybe two or three plus games.
How many do we know? I feel like you can always pencil in 4 plus games.
So you got obviously the North Alabama game is a plus game. What's their fourth non-conference game?
So the fourth non-con is MTSU.
That's going to be a plus game, right?
You could talk me into...
That's going to be a plus game.
I mean, some of this is also going to depend on...
If Memphis is
what's
good...
What's Memphis' record?
Yeah, if Memphis is as good as what people think they're going to be, they'll be on... I think they'll be on linear television quite a bit. I think they'll only be on plus a few times.
Now, this was the other thing that interested me. Mm-hmm. So, I've been checking it on FanDuel, trying to see for AAC win totals.
Okay.
Haven't had them until today. Now, they came out yesterday or whatnot.
And you missed them. But we've got win totals at FanDuel. New win totals.
So I thought this was interesting.
We did some other bet online, whatever. Or no, I don't know. What did we do? Oh, no. It was Brett McMurphy's Action Network ones that you were very dubious
of. Yeah, I was like, eh. And I like Brett. Like, it was just like they're not a sports book. Like,
FanDuel is a sports book.
Correct.
What's FanDuel have for win totals?
So I thought this was interesting. Memphis has the highest win total for the AAC.
Mm-hmm.
It's over, the total is 9.5. Now, it's interesting that...
And wasn't the other one 8.5?
8.5. But this is at 9.5. But if you want to take the over, it's juiced at +128. And if you take the under, it's -160. So basically, what they're saying is...
The easy bet is to take under here.
Well, they're projecting 9-3.
Yeah.
Now, they do have the highest win total, I said, of every team in the league. Mm-hmm. But I thought this was also interesting. So the Tigers at 9.5, UTSA at 8.5,
okay.
Tulane and South Florida both at 7.5.
Okay.
So the next closest teams in terms of Vegas, all three of those games are on the road.
Yes. We've been talking about that. Yeah, they're three toughest.
Also, of the top six teams in the league in terms of win total, so UAB and Rice are also right there. At 6.5, let me see if that was juiced one way or the other. Let's see. UAB's is juiced to the under, so they're saying 6-6. And Rice was 6.5 juiced to the over. So of the top six teams in the league, Memphis plays them all.
It's kind of like how they do basketball scheduling. Yeah. I don't know if they did it on purpose or not, but you know how in basketball it feels like if they think you're going to be good, they make sure you're playing two against, you know, all the good teams play two against each other. Well, and it makes sense for the NCAA tournament seeding purpose. I don't know if that
in football,
I don't know if that makes sense totally.
Well, that kind of,
but I don't know if they did that on purpose or not either. I think
there's, you know, at a certain point they're trying to.
They got to have a TV product a little bit.
Well, and also,
you want to have the best.
In college basketball, you're playing every team at least once.
Yeah.
So oftentimes you're kind of.
And if you're deciding a conference title, you want all the teams.
But in football, you're not playing every team.
Yeah.
But this was kind of what I was thinking. So if they go 9-3, mm-hmm. which is what the projection would be,
mm-hmm.
what does that look like? Because.
Well, does the league. Here's. I do think a big difference is it 9-3 and they still made the conference championship game, so they have a chance to win a conference title? Or is it 9-3 and they, you know, they finish third in the conference?
Well, what
I think that would change. That if you have the chance to go win a conference title, I think, you know, 9-3 and you go and do it, then that maybe offsets a little bit of the, oh man, they're 9-3 again, you know?
So what we saw last year was.
But if it's 9-3 and you miss the conference championship, I think it would be, you know, it'd be a disappointment, I think.
So what we saw last year was that the two teams that met in the championship game separated themselves from everybody else.
Mm-hmm. But they only did so in the last month. When, like, ultimately,
what I'm saying is the Tulane and SMU got in. I think Tulane had one loss and SMU.
But remember, if Memphis, and they didn't have it, they ultimately were clearly outmatched by SMU. But if Memphis wins that SMU game, the whole thing is very convoluted, potentially. But they didn't. SMU ended up with. SMU didn't lose a conference game last year.
Right. No. Remember, I think they lost the last game of the year to Tulane, and then they played them the next week. I think they did back to back, and then they beat them.
Okay. Are you sure? I thought their only two losses, I think, were in non conference play.
No, you're right. They went undefeated.
They lost
to Oklahoma and
Houston. It was like Houston A&M maybe or something like that.
No, they lost to Oklahoma and TCU.
Okay. Yeah.
That was their two losses.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can say, because 9-3 to me means you lost to Florida State and then you had two conference losses. I guess you could say you'd still be in it, but I don't think you could feel good for sure at 6-2 that you're going to be in the championship game.
I agree, but what if you are? What if it's a year the league beats up on each other? You know what I mean? Like 6-2 is good enough, even as you're the road team in the AAC championship game, and then you go win that game. Well, then that, you know, maybe you're not in the playoff, but like if you're telling me they won the AAC championship at 10-3, like I think that year's pretty good. Ultimately.
So I wanted to look at Sunbelt because the other thing I thought was interesting, the Mountain West, the best win total was 8.5, and that was Boise.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a universe where 9-3, you won the championship game, 10-3.
Mm-hmm.
There is a universe where you're a playoff team.
Yeah. If there's no undefeated team. I don't think 10, I think 3 losses would eliminate you from hopping in.
So I was trying to look at Sunbelt. JMU's got a win total of 8.5. But it's also juiced to the under. Lafayette's at 7.5. South Alabama 6.5. What is 4.5? Texas State 8. Texas State's 8.5. Wow. Troy.
People like that.
6.5. And then let's see what App State's was. App State is 7.5.
Mm-hmm. So is there any 9.5s?
No 9.5s in the Sun Belt. What do we think about CUSA?
Is Liberty, I would assume, is above 9.5, right?
Liberty is at 9.5. They are the highest win total of the country at 10.5.
10.5?
Yes.
Okay.
Tied for the. And,
but that is pretty remarkable that Memphis essentially has like the second highest win total in the country.
Yeah.
Right? Are there some 10s?
I mean, there's a bunch of teams at like 10. So let's see. If you just do it based on 10.5 is Georgia, Notre Dame, Texas, Liberty, Ohio State, Oregon. 9.5 is Clemson, Kansas State.
So there's no tens. No one has tens.
No one's at tens. So it looks like they don't.
So they have the second highest win total in the country.
Well, it's tied.
Tied for ninth. But well, you know what I mean? Like there's two, you know, they're in the second subset of win totals, which is, again, I would venture to guess unprecedented territory for the program.
Well, I'm pretty sure this is going to be the first time they're ever going to be predicted to win the league.
Yes, it is. I went and checked. Yeah. They've never been projected to win the AAC. They've been projected to win a division of the AAC,
right?
But never the league. And I expect when they have media day in August or July, end of July, that they will. I mean, they're the favorite to be the favorite, Jeffrey. I would say
yes, almost certainly. I think it's at this point. I'd be surprised if they're not.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Well, I mean, I do think it's fascinating from this perspective, too. I would argue what you do on the field is not going to matter one way or the other into getting into a better league. It doesn't really work like that. But this is going to be a fascinating year because I think the fan base is going to feel like it is. And I'm very curious to see how a Silverfield team operates while being the hunted.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically the entire time under him, they've been able to do kind of underdog. Like, I'm curious to see how they handle that. Cause I think that's a different type of pressure.
Yes. I mean, I think games like that Troy game, you know, like there's going to feel like you're going to feel there is the way I framed it in a column I wrote this week was kind of like, I do think this might be the, like, this is the type of season there's no in-between. It's either going to be, like, awesome, or it's going to feel, like, kind of excruciating. You know? Like, I don't know if there's an in-between feeling.
Well, so, like, that's kind of why I'm curious of what does...
There's no, like what does that not... It was okay. I don't know if there's an, it was okay with what with what's on the table for the program, for the school. You know, like, you really want to take advantage of this and not just have a, it was okay season. It was okay season is going to feel excruciating.
Let's say they go 10-3 and win the league, but they don't get into the playoff, and like one of those three losses was a bad loss. What is the atmosphere? Like, what is the mood?
I don't know.
And that, like, it's obvious that bad loss kept you out of the playoff.
I don't know. I mean, one bad, like, I think there is going to be a level of excitement going into this season that we have probably not seen, certainly under Ryan Silverfield. And maybe you can make the argument ever, you know, maybe the season D'Angelo, I think the season D'Angelo returned, maybe.
That was massive.
Yeah.
I mean, now, but it's also a different thing. It was like, you know, that was when a 7-4, 8-4 year was like a big deal.
Yeah. Now, I do think it can, you know, if they suffer an early loss other than Florida State, there will be a level of deflation just because there was so much, there's so much to gain this season. But I do think all would not be lost at that point. Like, they could still, again, I pointed to a scenario, like, I do think there's a scenario, like, if they win the AAC, that's a great season.
Yeah, I'm more.
It's not playoff or bust.
I'm not. I'm thinking more of like, what is the attitude of the fan base?
I think if they're 9-3, and they're not in the AAC championship game, people are going to kind of come away from the season going, "Man, we really kind of wasted a big golden opportunity for this program and for this school." I think that's what you're going to go if you're 9-3 and you're not in the AAC championship. If you're nine and three like last year, you're 9-3 and kind of outside the conversation. Right? Like, that's what they were ultimately last year. Here locally, the bowl game really spurred some momentum and excitement, but nationally, they were 9-3 and outside the conversation.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, I think, you know, people are hoping for more this season, and so we'll see. All right, USC.
You just made the list.
All right, Jeffrey, I believe the report is 2 days old now from Matt Hayes over at Saturday Down South.
Mm-hmm.
But here's Matt Hayes. His reporting, a longtime reporter, said, so the biggest game of the weekend, of opening weekend of college football, is probably USC LSU, right? Maybe Georgia Clemson is, you know, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame A&M.
A&M, you know, one of those three is the biggest game of the week, first week of the season.
The standalone game is USC LSU on the Sunday.
On the Sunday. And according to Matt Hayes, almost didn't happen. This is his report. USC tried for nearly 2 years to find a way out of a contract to play LSU in Las Vegas because Lincoln Riley didn't want the game. As late as last fall, after Jen Cohen was hired away from Washington to be the new USC athletic director, the USC administration was still trying to get out of the game, including offering other opponents to LSU, sources said. At one point...
Wait, how does that work?
At one point...
Hold on. Can I interest you in playing Oregon State?
Yeah. At one point, Fox Sports got involved and tried to further the process. The network wasn't enamored with the idea of USC's first game as a Big Ten member broadcast by rival ABC ESPN. Quote, they weren't getting out of the game, and they did not, obviously. LSU's athletic director, Scott Woodward, and Las Vegas Bowl executive director declined to comment at the SEC spring meetings when asked about it. Just how committed was Riley to get out of the game? High-profile sports agent Trace Armstrong represents Riley and LSU coach Brian Kelly.
And
a source said that Riley asked Armstrong to help in changing Kelly's mind. How about that? What do you think about the story? Good reporting, I guess.
So,
get all those details from Matt Hayes. Do you believe it?
So,
sound believable to you?
Oh yeah, because here's why. Let me read you their non-con schedule.
Mm-hmm.
LSU, Utah State, and then they also have Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they wanted out of the game.
It was scheduled 4 months before USC hired Lincoln Riley. USC is getting $5 million to play in the game.
I'm very fascinated by Lincoln Riley and the Big Ten.
Well, he has a hard schedule in his first year, too.
Well, so you open with LSU, Utah State, bye week, at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin at home. Oh boy, styles make fights.
Mm-hmm. Penn State at home.
At Minnesota, then Penn State at home.
And you got Notre Dame.
At Maryland, Rutgers at home. At UW, bye week, Nebraska at home. At UCLA, and then they finish with Notre Dame.
Sounds like you're a little skeptical on the Trojans. They weren't good last year. And they had Caleb Williams, but
they're
weren't good.
They're not going to upgrade at quarterback.
Yeah. And the schedule is upgraded.
Correct.
Much tougher schedule.
And it's a league where your style is diametrically opposed to the league.
Will the style change now that they've expanded a little bit?
I just think in the end, like, a lot of these Big Ten teams, like, their style is because they've got, like, big fat white guys. And so, like, you have to, like, you build around that.
Yeah, I haven't totally, like, come to terms with, like, this is the year really it's going to look totally different than it ever has.
It's gonna take us a minute.
Yeah, it's going to take us. You're gonna be, like, blinking a bunch on those first few weeks of broadcast.
Well, it's like, I remember, like, this year, it's going to be the same reaction that I had. Why is Oklahoma playing at Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a league game.
It's a league game. Well, and it sounds like when you watch now, you'll see more ads on the field, too.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like athletic director going, you want us to pay $22 million a year?
We are going to be.
All right, we're lifting up the couch cushions. We're going to find money wherever we can. They're going to look like race car drivers. It's going to look like a NASCAR track soon.
And look, this new position was just posted. Sales.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.